search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. In this new life that we have acquired in the Lord, it is important to learn to expose ourselves to His light. Rethinking our life does not mean to go back and do things the way we think or believe they must be done. Rethinking our life means to evaluate. It means to learn to observe life with clarity, not only the concepts we have about life. The way we must observe it is the way God observes it. We need to be exposed all the time to His truth, to His light. When God comes to us, the healing and restoration work begins from the inside to the outside. God never works from the outside to the inside. As a matter of fact, God's focus is not to change circumstances, but to change persons, because circumstances are always going to be there. In this life, we need to learn to confront each moment that presents to us, understanding that if we are in the Lord, each moment will bring big blessings. Therefore, this word found in Psalms chapter 139, verses 23 and 24, where David asks God in prayer, "Lord, show me what is inside of me," especially important. You know, we hardly pray for this, asking the Lord, "Lord, examine me." We consider most of the time that we are doing things right. But today, we need someone to come to show us what is not right. How uncomfortable we feel when someone tries to tell us that they are seeing something in us that it is not correct. How do we react most of the time to this advice? And even more so when we know that person's past or the life he leads. We usually reject it, don't we? We place ourselves in an arrogant position. We place ourselves in a position where we do not listen because we think more about what that person has done than in the advice he's trying to give us. So we say, "And you are coming to tell me this, while you were involved in this and that?" And we reject the advice. Yet, we do the same thing with God. Yes, many times God comes into our life and tries to show us those things that are not right in us, so our life can enter in complete order. But we reject what God is doing because we did not expect to hear what He's talking to us about. So we simply think that He's not talking, was not for us. Nevertheless, David prayed this way. I believe we need to be bold to tell the Lord, "Examine me. Look if there is any wickedness in me, O God." In this series, Rethinking Life, we need to expose ourselves to the light of Christ. Do you remember John chapter 9? The man who was healed by Jesus, right? Who was blind? He was exposed to his light. If he were not interested, he would have remained blind, occupying himself with the things he always did, depending on people for money. I like to think that this man could have reacted differently. One, he would have been irritated with Jesus because he gave him back his sight, because perhaps he did not want to see. Perhaps he wanted to always be there, begging for money, depending on people. When he was able to see, he would have been irritated, so he would have not even said thank you. Perhaps this is the condition of many today. When God comes and exposes us to the light, we become irritated, or many become irritated, because they do not have the need to see the light. They still want to keep things behind doors at home. I hope I am making myself understood. When God begins to show us what is not right, we reject it, because the only thing we expect from God is for Him to answer our requests according to what I want. But come on, my beloved friend, God does not work like this. If you are used to this kind of life, let me tell you that in God, things do not work like this, because God's longing is not only for you to feel good, but for you to have the correct life, for you to live your life the correct way, not like you believe, not like you hope, but like it should really be lived. For this to happen, we need to be confronted with the truth. Now, this man had another attitude. After so many years without being able to see, the first time he opened his eyes and saw reality, he started to describe so many things about life. I imagine this man at night or at any moment of the day thinking, I wonder how this looked like. How would that look like? All the time imagining until his eyes were opened. Then he could see the beauty. While others were complaining about the situation, he opened his eyes and was grateful, so grateful that others criticized him and tried to end the blessing that he had received because they could not see what he was seeing. This is equal to the forgiveness that the Lord has granted on us. Therefore, Jesus expressed it this way. The one who is forgiven for more will love more. And this is powerful. Because when you know that you have failed, when according to your own view, you think there are no more opportunities, that everything is over, that you do not deserve forgiveness, someone comes and tells you, son, daughter, I love you. I forgive you. Your sins are forgiven. Isn't that excellent news when the only thing we deserve is to die? We don't deserve to be loved. Nevertheless, He has loved us. How many flaws, how many mistakes we make repeatedly. So we do not deserve to open our eyes today. Nevertheless, we are opening them. Isn't this important enough to be grateful? This man said thank you. I do not know how old he was. But to know he was born blind and perhaps life was going to go by and he was never going to know if the way it really and he was never going to know it the way it really was. Now his eyes had been opened. I believe he had much to be thankful about. This man was exposed to the truth, was exposed to the light. Perhaps many things he thought they were a certain way, now that he could see, he realized they did not look the way he thought. But this was not an obstacle for him to get up and tell the whole world that he had been healed. Hence today, do not feel bad. If God is showing you something in your life which is not right, allow yourself to be guided. Let's expose ourselves to His light. because if we are exposed to His light and His truth is seen in us. And from us, all lies will come out. And everything that was operating in our mind and in our heart, which was keeping us slaves, all those bad habits. We will not be able to enjoy the true life that God has for us if we are attached to those things we are hiding. Shows us the condition in which we really find ourselves and those areas of our life where His light is not penetrating and are in disarray. What He wants to do with this is not for us to feel guilty and condemn us. In the contrary, He wants to forgive us, to lift us up. It's necessary to rethink our life today. Hence, it is necessary that the light be made in us. But at the end, the light is there. And it is you who decides if you want that light to shine in your life. Otherwise, as much as it lights up, if you do not allow it, you will continue living with your eyes blindfolded. Today, there is a new opportunity. Could it be that we can say to Him, "Show me what's in me which is not correct, Lord"? Father, I give You thanks for Your word. Thank You for this series of Rethinking Life, because You lead us to meditate, to really think, so we do not let things go by. Because, perhaps, time and again, we allow all things to go by, to the point where we become accustomed to certain darkness or to a lack of understanding in certain areas of our life which remain there, while we need to be exposed to your light, Lord. Today, we need Your truth. Therefore, we ask You, come on, ask the Lord, tell Him, show me what is in me that I don't see, and which is affecting me, Lord, which is taking my life away, which is leading me not to enjoy my family and all the things You have given me, Lord. Remove every lie from my life and everything that is hidden at home. Today, I expose myself to Your light, Lord. And forgive me, and leave me, O God. Today, I look up at heaven. I want to walk in Your truth, and I want my eyes to be wide open to Your truth. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time. He invites you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals, and wants to remind you that it is better to live in the light than in darkness. He sends you blessings.